This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let the games begin. Korea threatening to go after Guam. And what does it mean? It means that the reaction could be swift. Our bombers, a couple of them, have flown over Guam. There was military exercises going on. Think of the investment that we have made in the defense of South Korea. Go way back to the 50s. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is serious, folks. North Korea. Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State, had this to say about NK. He said that all of whom have some form of relationship with North Korea to show them the United States is not about North Korea's collapse and diplomacy. We do not seek a regime change. We do not seek the collapse of the regime. We do not seek an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. We do not seek an excuse to send our military north of the 38th parallel. That messaging is clear. It's not the messaging of the president. That's Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State. What about China's attitude toward North Korea? Shifting a little bit, very slowly, like the sands of time. But it is shifting. Because think of the economic repercussions. The U.S. believing, of course, that Pyongyang's second launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile and South Korea's decision to go ahead with anti-aircraft defenses might be helping to shift the thinking in China. Clearly, North Korea is being aggressive. They're pursuing nuclear weapons and the ways to deliver them. China's foreign minister said his country pay the largest price for the new UN sanctions against North Korea because of its traditional economic ties to Pyongyang, but that it's a necessary step, and that's the key phrase there. There's the phrase that pays. That's an old radio term. It's a necessary step. Bravo, China's foreign minister. Economic sanctions can work and had to be leveled at North Korea. Diplomatic means of solving this, or will it be fire and fury? The president says fire and fury if this is what you're serving up to us, with North Korea threatening plans for a missile strike on Guam. Pyongyang said it was carefully examining a plan to strike Guam, an island in the middle of nowhere in the Western Pacific, but one that is very significant to us because it's the site of a U.S. military base that has a submarine squadron, an air base, and a Coast Guard group. And oh, by the way, about 162,000 people. Washington is warning that it's ready to use force if it needs to stop North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear programs, but prefers diplomacy. What's going on in the financial markets? The U.S. dollar index edged down. Safe haven yen strengthened against the U.S. currency after the North Korean response. Again, you have to think about this. This has been since the 50s. Because the Korean conflict ended with no ending, ended in an armistice. There was not a peace treaty. So Anderson Air Force Base on Guam, it's still doing what they do. However, two U.S. B-1 bombers flew Monday from Guam over the Korean Peninsula, part of a continuous bomber presence. Republican Senator John McCain said Trump should tread cautiously when issuing threats to North Korea unless he's prepared to act. I think that Trump would be prepared to act. I think there is no weakness in that sense. I don't think it's about, is he prepared to act? I think it's about, will he act? Would he act? And would he do that without Congress, with some in Congress who are on vacation already threatening that that wouldn't be the right thing to do, to not take it to a vote? Lots of questions swirling around on this one. And really, it's North Korea's choice. A friend of mine says, when you whine and complain about things, it's up to you. It's up to them. We're not talking about weight loss or job changes. We're talking about changing what could happen to a lot of people, depending on which direction Kim Jong-un decides to go. Initially, I think he's going to stand pat and continue to ratchet up the rhetoric, but not necessarily do anything. But I don't know that that's the long game. I don't think that's the long game at all. And I think what Trump is saying is serious. I think that what he's saying, he means. I don't know that that means there's going to be any kind of an action. But I think he's serious when he says it. Fire and fury. If this continues. And of course, there's big fear. That one of the greatest fear is that if the White House tweets something out, or Trump does, and says, this is what we're doing, here's what's happening, the reaction, would the reaction be taken seriously from a tweet? I say there's more to worry about than that, but the sanctions are moving slowly. So the sanctions are there, but pushing them through, getting them approved, making it happen, is like watching paint dry. So this is big. This is big and could have massive repercussions for so many. The former NSA and CIA director Michael Hayden was all over the place talking about this, saying that everything the president says is seriously, he's seriously saying it, but it doesn't mean that everything that comes out of the White House is definitive. One of the places he stopped was at CNN today. And one of the things that he said is, it's an echo of what happened in February when he retweeted, and appears to have retweeted, accusations that President Obama had wiretapped.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts response of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Everything comes back to numbers. Look around and you'll understand what I'm talking about. All right, how about this? A cafe charges men 18% gender tax to highlight the pay gap. I do think this is funny. It's in Melbourne, Australia, and it's kind of giving the male customers the elbow. It's called Handsome Her. Men are asked to pay an 18% premium to reflect that gap. Men earn an average of 17.7% more than women for full-time work in Australia. A new government report came out. The difference is about the same in the U.S. So when the cafe opened its doors for the first time, they thought they would be kind of clever and highlighted. And of course, the internet went crazy over the scheme, calling Handsome Her's gender tax discriminatory. Give me a break. They were making a point. They were making a point, and I seriously doubt they're going to continue that 18% more. It was just, I think, a first day kind of thing. I don't think it's going to tank. I don't think it's going to tank the cafe, but wow, 18%. That's a lot more than I thought. How about this? This is a sad story. This Texas Tech walk-on quarterback died of cancer at the age of 18. It's such a bright, smart, fun kid. And Texas Tech, people fell in love with him. They announced Gonsourakis's, I hope I'm saying that right, his death on Twitter. I just knew him as Luke G. And it kind of is, in a strange way, is inspiring people, inspiring Red Raider Nation. The head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, issued a statement about his death and said that they were saddened to learn. He was such an inspiration. He never wavered. He just kept doing what he was going to do. He started chemotherapy treatments, and he committed to Texas Tech in January. An X-ray revealed a mass on one of his lungs, and the cancer had returned in the spring, and he was scheduled to arrive at Texas Tech on June 1st to take place in the off-season, you know, to take part in the off-season workouts, but that's when everything started to kind of come undone for him. So Luke died, like I said, at the age of 18, but I think he's an inspiration of never quit, right? Because there'd be a lot of other things he could have done, but he always wanted to play football. He was good enough, but he was riddled with a terrible disease at a ridiculously young age and taken away way, way, way too quickly. All right, this is a big one because coming up in a couple of weeks, Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Conor McGregor, and Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, says he's gotten slower. That bout is on August 26th. So when he was talking about himself, he said he's you know, 40 years old. He's 49-0 in his career. He hasn't knocked out anyone since 2011. But he says he's still ready to fight 29-year-old McGregor, Conor McGregor. Most people believe that Floyd Mayweather will have an easy time with Conor McGregor, who's in great shape, is way younger, but he's a UFC fighter, and there's a difference in the weight of the gloves and, of course, in the two sports. I don't know. This is part of that talk that you have when you're getting people hyped up on the idea of watching this match, you know, of seeing it. They're not going to have any trouble selling it out in Vegas, but pay-per-view. The pay-per-view, whatever the pay-per-view is on it. They're going to make money. They're going to make money. That's what's going to happen. Absolutely. All right, how about this? This is another sports story. It just happens to be. Josh McCown's teams, they say, have lost, here's their number, 65% of the games they've played with him on the roster. He stood on the sidelines for the playoffs once in 14 seasons as an NFL quarterback. He's been cut four times, traded twice. He's played for a different offensive coordinator every year in the NFL and 23 different coordinators going back to high school. And yet, I guess what is so interesting is the journey, and that's what he's saying. It's a journey because he still finds himself being acquired. He is the quarterback of the New York Jets, and by the time the 2017 season ends, how much will he have earned from all of these moves he made in football? $38 million. Well, for being somebody who's worked with a lot of different people, being cut from teams, etc., being a journeyman, it's not too bad, is it? You can't say it's not all it's cracked up to be. You can say, actually, quite the opposite. I didn't realize he had earned that much money. I mean, obviously, I knew he made a pretty good living, but I didn't realize it was that much. All right, let's dive into this one. How about this? Travel. And travel-wise, this is an interesting story that I came across. I have a nephew who is going to be a pilot. He's going to Oklahoma State, actually. And, wow, I'm proud of him. He's doing really, really well, head and shoulders above his age. So how about becoming a pilot can be challenging, right? But the youngest female commander of a Boeing 777, if you ask yourself, who is that? It's an Indian pilot named Annie Devia, who is 30 years old and is the youngest female commander in the world to be the commander of the aircraft. And she holds that position with Air India. And she said she had these big dreams of flying when she was a kid. That from her childhood, anybody she met, she told everyone she knew she cared about flying. That was what her whole thing was. And she stayed committed to it and found a way to do it, even if she had to encounter rejection or deal with stereotypes or whatever. Again, goes back to the first story that I was talking about. Really having belief in yourself, no matter what your age is, you know, etc. Because obviously that is the case there. Would you ever consider buying a town? You know, we've heard of this before. There's a town for sale. Las Vegas. It's off the strip. It's what they call a mysterious ghost town. Nipton. Population 16. The major industries were mining and ranching. Of course, they're way gone. The town has pretty much broken down buildings. But there is a mayor there. And he says that the former metropolis is just 2 miles from the Nevada border, an hour's drive from Las Vegas, and it still has life. They have a trading post. It's the only store in town. But they're selling the town. So you could buy the town. I guess you could buy the town and you could rename it. Historic, what would you rename it? How much would you have to buy the town for? It wouldn't be that cheap, right? Close to Vegas. Interesting history. I'll bid $100. How about you? You can't compete with Vegas. You can drive through and you've got an interesting story to tell. But Vegas, I don't know how many hotel rooms they have in Vegas anymore. But it's got to be an incredible number. I mean, off the charts number. I can't imagine. Whether you have a lot of money in your pocket or hardly any, there is always a place to lay your head in that city. As somebody who lived there. But buying a town, I don't know, that's intriguing. Hey, coming up next, oh my gosh, I use this app. It's calm.com. And we're going to interview the man behind the app. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I'm totally excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He may be, I don't know, zoning out, perhaps grabbing a few Z's or meditating, and I can completely relate to that because Peter Friedman from Calm.com, my favorite new app, is going to join us. And Greg, I have to tell you, it's been a game changer for me. Sometimes with, you know, everything I have going on, radio shows and speaking, you know, my crazy life and writing a book, I have a hard time winding down, especially.
No, not, you have a hard time. You have a hard time winding down.
Shocking, but this app has been a game changer for me. I fall asleep. I turn it, I put it on, and it's right there at my nightstand, and it's awesome. And I've also used it when I've been in before I get on a plane, where I used to say I can't even try to meditate. I can't calm my mind down, and I use it then too, and it's helped
That's
me in these
great,
two different.
You know, as you were describing it. And by the way, I want to Peter. It's great that you're here, Peter Friedman. He works with a company
Good.
Called Calm.com, and I want to spell it because it's a little hard to catch verbally. It's C-A-L-M, like calm down. Calm. .com. And Peter's the producer of a movie called Ba Ba Land, which we're going to talk about. But I want to say, Kate, and Peter, we will let you talk too. Don't worry. It's
okay.
But it is our show, gosh darn it. but I want to, you know, I'm getting on a plane to New York tomorrow, and as you were describing this app, I was thinking maybe I should download that and listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'll check that out. I will report back. Do you think we should let Peter talk now?
I think we should, Peter. So here's the question. I want to ask you this. You are the producer of this new film, Baba Land for Calm.com, and apparently it's an 8-hour slow-motion film about sleep, but the
sheep
thing...
about sheep?
Sheep, not sleep. Sheep and sleep go together, by the way. It's billed as the dullest movie ever made. What is that about? How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, and if you're the dullest guest we've ever had, this interview's not going to last very long, so unlike the sheep, you better pump it up.
In 5 minutes, and I'll be doing a poor job. Yeah, we came up with the idea because a lot of people use Calm.com as a way to help them get to sleep. And one of the most popular features on Calm.com are their sleep stories or bedtime stories for grown-ups. So we were chatting and talking, and we were discussing, well, what would be the ultimate insomnia cure? And one of the ideas suggested was an 8-hour slow-motion movie about sheep, which sort of the antidote to Hollywood action movies, where, I mean, a movie like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, the average camera shot lasts about 2 seconds, where we have camera shots over an hour long. So it's basically, it consists of 8 hours of sheep standing around in a field doing very little. So we are billing it, as you say, as the dullest movie ever made and as the ultimate insomnia cure.
So is it 8 hours? Is it significant that it's 8 hours long, or did you get bored after 8 hours?
The reason for 8 hours, of course, is because that's the number of hours that we're supposed to sleep to get a good night's sleep. But the director's cut was about 12 or 13 hours. We really had to battle with the director to get it down to 8 hours. So we may release that if there's enough public demand. There's also a trailer that's just under 90 seconds that you can find online by Googling Baba Land. So that's for those who haven't got time to watch the whole 8 hours. Yeah, so far, we've only released the trailer. We're going to do a world premiere of the movie at a cinema in the center of London in the UK in September, probably mid-September. And we're also going to be doing a global webcast on the same day, which will be a world premiere, which will be on Calm.com. So people across the world will be able to watch it.
Are Kate and I invited to the world premiere? Because
you are certainly invited. There will be members of the cast attending.
No, really?
Yes.
There will be sheep
the
there?
World exclusive. But you're invited either to the premiere in London or to watch it online on Calm.com. We also hope it will have a future on TV. I mean, it's an example of the art film genre known as slow cinema, which, as you know, is characterized by very long camera shots and general lack of plot or action or narrative. But it's also an example of the growing genre of slow TV and a number of TV channels, including Netflix and the BBC and various channels in Scandinavia and Czech Republic, there is a growing appetite for slow TV, long, slow programs in which very little happens. So we expect that after it premieres in the cinema in London and on Calm.com, that it will have a future on TV, maybe on Netflix, maybe on a dedicated channel.
Mm. Wow. So you made this movie for Calm.com. We haven't really delved into the company at all, so tell us about the company, Peter.
Well, Calm.com is a very fast-growing meditation app. There's a number of, as you know, there's a number of guided meditation programs of different lengths and on different themes that you can enjoy. I mean, it's actually started by two British guys, but it's based in San Francisco. Mm. And it's, it's growing very fast. It's last month passed 10 million downloads, and the company is growing, will grow in revenue about threefold this year, so it's going to grow about 300%. is also just launched its first physical product last week, in fact, which is called Sleep Mist, which is a lavender sleep spray that you spray on your pillow. But what's unusual about it is it goes with while inhaling the lavender spray, you also listen to an accompanying sleep story or bedtime story on a lavender theme. So it's a kind of new combination of aromatherapy and audio therapy, a combination of smell and sound to help you. So, I mean, lots of people in Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know, are doing all sorts of high-tech things with virtual reality to create immersive experiences, but this is a very low-tech new type of immersive experience, combining, as I say, smell and sound. So you will go to sleep while listening to a very slow, relaxing story about lavender and lavender fields in Provence in southern France, while inhaling the special spray, which is scientifically proven to help you relax and nod off to sleep. So yeah, it's doing all sorts. It's growing very fast, and it's doing all sorts of innovative things. The Babaland movie and the first physical product are both examples of how it's starting to move from online to offline into the real world. So it's going to be occupying both spheres, the online and the offline world.
I want to bring this conversation back to the topic of sleep. We're talking with Peter Friedman. He's the producer of the new film Babaland. It's B-A-A, B-A-A, if that reminds you of a sheep, it's deliberate. Babaland, it's an 8-hour slow-motion film he made for Calm.com about sheep, and it's billed as the dullest movie ever made. And Peter, what I want to ask you is, you made the movie, you said, 8 hours long because that's how much time we should be getting sleep. I'm guessing you have some statistics about how much time we're actually getting sleep.
Yes, I'm trying to get them to hand. I know that tens of millions of Americans do have serious sleep problems, and insomnia is a modern and growing epidemic. The statistics are pretty frightening. So most people are getting significantly less than that. Fortunately, I'm not one of them because sleeping is one of my big talents. We did a survey a few weeks ago to find out which day of the week people had most difficulty sleeping, and the runaway winner was Sunday. Three times as many people have trouble sleeping on a Sunday as on any other day, and the day when people have least trouble sleeping is the night is Thursday night, and the reasons for those two things are connected. And the reason there are a number of reasons people find difficulty sleeping on Sunday night, but the biggest reason is they disrupt their routine. They kind of go to bed late on a Friday, and even more on a Sunday, on a Saturday, and then they sleep in late on a Saturday morning. And then by time it gets to Sunday night, they're not tired, they're not sleepy, and then so they can't get to sleep. Then they start worrying about they can't get to sleep, and then they get into a vicious circle. And I mean, by Thursday night, they've just about got back into their routine after spending a whole week getting back into the groove, and then the weekend comes round again. So yeah, sleep is a huge problem, and that's why one of the reasons that Calm is growing so fast, because people use both the meditation programs and the sleep stories, the bedtime stories for grown-ups, to help them get to sleep. And they're both kind of natural sleep aids, because it's obviously far better if you can get a natural aid than if you have to rely on medication.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear more about the premiere. We definitely have to have you back on because I want to see what that cast of hundreds, all those sheep, are like. Peter Friedman, Calm.com, and the producer of Babaland. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
In Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. Let's jump to it. This first one is from Tim, and Tim says, wow, Kate, that whole thing with the Google and the CEO having cut vacation short because of this anti-diversity memo, what a nunchuck that engineer was. What did he think the reaction was going to be? I guess he could afford to lose his job because, of course, that's going to explode and turn into something big. And maybe it turned into something bigger than it should have been. Who knows, but ridiculous, his little silly rant. And that's just stuff you do not do when you work for the man. You work in a corporation, you cannot get away with that. Oh, yeah, there's no question. He called the company out, the company he works for, and basically said they were a joke with their whole diversity as far as that particular division was concerned. So, yes, of course, they're going to want to put out the fire. But it's too late. I said this the other night, and you must have heard this, it was just like the movie where in Jerry Maguire has the memo that it talks about what they should really be doing as agents, and then, of course, he loses his job. But this is real. It's not Hollywood. And I'm sure we're going to see much more kind of come out of this. But, yeah. You work for a company and then you out them that way, and you definitely can't be surprised or outraged that that happened to you, although he is supposedly going to file some sort of a lawsuit, but I'm not an attorney, but I don't know what the grounds would be to stand on. And, of course, it depends on who released it and all those other things, I think, in between. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Frank, who says an interesting thing. Kate, I know you keep up with these kinds of things. I have a storm named after me. Franklin, a tropical storm. Don't know if it's going to turn into anything more. Did you see it? It hit the eastern coast of Mexico at the beginning of the week. I did see that. They say the hurricane watch is in effect, though, for the Mexican coast. So people who might be traveling there would have to pay attention to it. Belize could be in the danger zone, etc. You know, when you're talking about tropical storms, people forget you get 60-mile-an-hour winds, but you could get up to 140-mile-an-hour winds, and the rainfall gets up to, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches sometimes. So it's a struggle. The struggle is real. In Belize, you're talking about they think they're going to see some pretty high waves, you know, 8 to 10 feet, so that can wash over banks and all that kind of stuff. But congratulations, a storm named after you. It is funny how they name, you know, they have the names of all the storms, and then they just go through the names and how they come up with them and whatnot. Something people didn't really realize. And it used to only be women, and then they put names of men in there, too. And when you talk about a storm, you remember the name of the storm, right? Like Hurricane Katrina, the worst. People remember Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Andrew. And it's not just, oh, remember that hurricane that hit XYZ, you know? All right, let's move to this other one. This one is from Marnie, who says, wow, Washington cleared out. That must be wild for people who cover politics. Maybe a little bit of breath of fresh air for all of them. And you see the president's approval ratings. I voted for Trump. I wasn't crazy about him, Kate. I'm not completely anti-Trump, but I think some of what he concerns himself with is just asinine, and if he would just let it go, it would probably be a lot better, but it doesn't seem that he has that personality. Well, you know what? Part of the thing is people are tired of the tweeting. 7 in 10 Americans, I just saw this, 7 in 10 Americans say that Trump's tweeting habits seem to be in response to news that he might have seen on the tube, and that it's too much. It's too misleading. They're tired of it. You know, stop tweeting, that kind of thing, that people don't necessarily like the Twitter habit and don't think it's a good thing for him or for the country. And if he would just scale back what he did. You know, he's just not that guy, I think, that you can tell him to scale back. It's just what he does. I mean, he's not going to do it. Trump tweeted way back in October of 2012, my Twitter has become so powerful that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth. So this isn't something new from the presidential run. It's something that he's felt strongly about for a long time. And when he's questioned about it, he says his use of social media is not presidential. He says it's modern day presidential, and said make America great again when he was running, for people that were questioning the whole Twitter thing. I just happened to see this on CNN or somewhere where they were counting the tweets, and they said that he tweeted 13 times on Monday and, you know, whatnot. But here's the bottom line. It's not going to stop. If I'm running Twitter, if I'm the CEO of Twitter, which they've had some problems, of course I would love it, right? Because more people are paying attention to that. So he's actually probably helping that company. I don't know that for sure, but certainly there would be some draw there. There's no question about that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Roger, who says, Kate, I know you keep up on all things sports, business, and politics. I've heard you talk about that. I've listened to the show enough, of course. And I was wondering if you ever had come across a guy named Don Baylor or ever did any kind of interviews with him. You know, I think I met him one time, but I didn't sit down and do any interviews with him. He was a manager. He was a major league player, for people who don't know, outfielder. He died at the age of 68. He had multiple melanoma. And, you know, I thought it was brilliant what his wife said. His wife said he passed away from the earth with the same fierce dignity in which he played the game and lived his life. I think that's awesome. But he was somebody who was significant in Major League Baseball. Back in the day, he played, you know, 19 years. To have a 19-year career is pretty big. He played for the California Angels in the late 70s. He managed the Rockies and the Cubs. So he was known. He was known for a couple of things, certainly for his managing prowess, I think. I mean, although the Cubs didn't reach the postseason in his three seasons, and is that a shock with what was happening with the Cubs? But he won a World Series with the Twins in 1987, and I think that's where I remember him from. And then he was a three-time Silver Slugger winner and that kind of stuff. But anyway, rip to a legend, Don Baylor, dead at the age of 68. Thanks for bringing that up. But no, never had a one-on-one interview with him that I can recall. I would remember that. How about this? Let's move to, I'm going to go to this one. This one is from Tom, who says, what is the deal with what has happened in Ohio with this mass fatality? Have you heard that story, Kate? I'm sure you are aware of it. And it's kind of depressing. I just happened to come across it on my laptop when I was waiting for a plane the other day. And it's incredibly sad. And I guess it's about addiction and what happens to a family. Yeah, well, here's what happened. Ohio apparently has been really hit by the opioid crisis. I wasn't aware of that. 86% of overdose deaths, they say, in the state involved an opioid. And it's dire in some counties especially. And it's become a hub for Mexican drug cartels. Interstate 70 and 75 are two major arteries. I'm familiar with 75. So they call the one the heroin. They call them both, actually, the heroin highways. And sadly, you know, what happens is that somebody gets hooked, gets a hold of it, and you know, then craziness ensues. And so they're saying that, you know, nobody is spared, not even a sheriff's wife, and that's the story. The story was about the sheriff's wife. Her name was Gretchen, and she went to the grocery store, and she had kind of a vacant look, and, you know, the next thing you know, he's married to a heroin addict, and they tried and tried to do what they could to get her off of it, depleted life savings to cover the costs of treatment centers and all that other stuff, and you know, it's just a fatality crisis for so many people who end up having their lives snuffed out because of the addiction. I guess let's put it that way, and it's awful. Anyway, send me your thoughts anytime, day or night, americatonight.net, and thanks to all of you for listening to this version of ATN.
Answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.